Oh, yeah. Did you see my sweet O? I just blew you guys.
I hate you.
I even did a jellyfish.
Boom.
Wow. You're so down.
I launched it.
It's in outer space now.
That is the biggest wave we have right now. Is the boom.
Welcome to episode 8 of the entitled mixtape. I'm Danko, joined with my lovely co-hosts Chelsea and Lorenzo.
Hi.
What up?
There we go. That was much faster than last episode.
Man.
I'm just kidding.
I told you I need a nap.
Oh, no, no naps. No naps.
Episode 8.
Ocho. Time to get to the business. We're talking about something pretty big, if you will. We're talking about supergroups. Now this this ranges from like rap groups to super bands and compilation bands and just groups in general, you know.
Just a whole bunch of people getting together and making music.
A bunch of artists making music, and of course some of the big ones come to mind. But we're gonna delve into it. Who wants to like start us off? Who wants to kick us off with?
How about a G Unit?
Yes, dude, man, come on. G-Unit.
We don't have to, but no. Again, I did not know that was a super group back in the day. I was just like, wow, look at all of them together.
Wow,
I really I really didn't know what a super group was until Danko just filled me in, and I did a little research myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at all of this like huge list, and I'm like, who? What?
Yeah.
Them? Really?
Essentially, what we can do, we can say the definition of a supergroup is a bunch of people from different established bands or artists, established rappers, for example, coming together with other established artists or rappers and creating a new entity, like an LLC, like a fictitious company.
company.
They come around and they do their thing and they're done. So G-Unit being one of what a lot of people will know, G-Unit.
G-Unit. The Game, 50 Cent. Those are like the two top people. Everybody else died.
Lloyd Banks.
Yeah, Lloyd Banks. Oh, snap.
It's funny because they just...
Tony Yayo.
They released an album most recently a couple of years ago.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's so sad. Nobody has heard it.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's heard it.
Slept on
it's like Nick Cannon's albums.
And they have 33 mixtapes, you guys. So get on it.
33 mixtapes.
Oh, my gosh.
And 12 music videos, just in case you wanted to see a lot of standing around.
Yeah. Those are
yelling
the
at the camera.
Another hip-hop band. I'm going to call them band. Another hip-hop group that comes to mind for me is Slaughterhouse.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Which, you know, includes, like, Joe Budden, Eminem, Royce da 5'9", and then the other guy who I don't remember his name.
That's
and
cool.
Then, of course, had some features with, like, Busta Rhymes and Skylar Grey and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
And they were prominent, I would say. Eminem kind of dropped them because it was part of their record label.
Yeah.
But they had a couple albums released, and then they kind of fell off after their last one that came out in, like, 2014, I think.
Yeah.
But they were a really fun supergroup that came into the mix. Can you think of any more hip-hop ones? That
I don't know if it's considered hip-hop, but and they don't write lyrics, most of them. But they're a bunch of great people who make music as Selection, just a bunch of kids making good music. They're huge. Sango, Joe K. Sango produced Bryson Tiller's album. He also helped with him, and I believe Esta helped make Justin Bieber's album. They did produce some of their music. Mm-hmm. Esta, it's Deep Hat, Sasha. I can't remember her last
name. That's like a super group, yeah. Okay,
Sasha Marie.
Oh wait, okay.
Super group of DJs.
Yeah,
producers. You know,
they make music.
They make beautiful music.
I'm agreeing with you now.
It's how about
that's a like a borderline maybe super group.
Young Money.
Young Money. Young Money.
Moolah, baby.
Oh my God. Just do, we'll do whole impressions.
Everyone loves Bedrock. The best Young Money song.
Oh, actually, with Lloyd? Yeah, that had everybody.
It did have everybody.
Nicki Minaj, Drake, Lil Wayne, and
Tyga.
Tyga. Lloyd. Oh, yeah, Tyga. I forgot about Tyga.
Lil Twist was just featured in the music video.
Twist.
Oh, fun fact though, Lloyd was not part of Young Money at that time.
Nah.
Is he part of it now?
Oh, he's probably not. I don't think so.
Not everyone's part of Young Money. Is going down right now because
leave the
studio.
Yeah,
or the company, which I fully understand because they weren't making that much good music.
No,
except for Bedrock, you know.
No.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. Or Brockhampton.
Brockhampton.
Yeah. That's a super group.
Super.
If you haven't checked out Summer on my YouTube.
Yes.
It's a good dance.
I mean, yeah, like people don't notice, but the list goes on, you know, like Black Hippie.
Oh yeah.
You know, you got Schoolboy Q, Kendrick Lamar, Absol, J-Rock.
Yes.
And that's a super group right there, like Odd Future.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. You know,
and then ASAP Mob.
Oh, jeez, yes.
Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah. There's a lot going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought this was more of a thing they did in the past.
Mm. It was, you know, because they did all those live concerts. You got to bring all those people.
Right.
The Bee Gees and stuff.
Yeah.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I definitely didn't realize how many modern supergroups that we have.
The newest one that people will probably get accustomed to is LSD.
Yeah.
Which is Diplo, Labyrinth, and Sia. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, people are going to get accustomed to them. So that's another super group coming together. But, yeah, there's a lot of them out there today. There's a lot of them out there in the past.
Yes.
And it's a big concept that people don't really seem to realize is like, this guitarist is from Nirvana.
Yeah.
The singer is from Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you have a bunch of people just coming together making better music.
Yeah.
You got to love it.
Yeah.
Slipknot.
Slipknot, like a billion people.
Dude. Are they from different bands? Did anybody Google them? Are they from different bands or are they literally just
Slipknot? Well, I think what makes them a super group is like I think you've mentioned before in the podcast is they have like 15 different drummers and like different guitarists.
Their body count is high.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people on that
stage. Yeah, so with Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know. Do they come from different?
I think so. I would need a fact check on that.
But either way, they're huge.
I know the thing about Slipknot is they could very much be from different bands or different artists. But the biggest thing about Slipknot is that their whole idea is why they wear masks is because it's not about who they are. It's about the music.
Yeah.
And they've been interviewed about this before, you know.
Like, I just watched that interview like 3 days ago, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They want to just express themselves and make music, and that's probably why there's so many of them, and they very much so could be people we know, but we don't, you know. Same goes for I'm gonna say it, Hollywood Undead.
Can you go home now?
They wear masks as well, and it's not about who they are, it's about the music, but you know.
Yeah. Same stuff Sia does.
Brockhampton, anything?
It says here that Brockhampton is a collective formed in San Marcos, Texas, and they describe themselves as a boy band.
Oh,
nice. So I don't know if you want to.
If that's the new definition of boy band, I'm down.
So honestly, I almost think like One Direction is also a super group. They were all solo singers. Mm-hmm. Maybe they weren't famous, but they were all, and it's just a bunch of people singing together.
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
If we look at our local scene, our local music, like Brockhampton could very much be local bands or local artists coming together. Default American and I need to get this right. It's like Default American collaborated with someone before they were Default American, and they were called Seashells. She sells seashells.
That classic.
You know, like Fitzgerald and the Belafontes. These are local artists who do, you know, they were artists solo and they come together and they make these big bands.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't remember his name right now. But that's probably the same situation when it comes to Brockhampton. Yeah, but it doesn't just range from hip hop to slash quote unquote boy bands.
Yeah.
But you look at our past and pretty much everyone was a super group. Everyone collaborated together. The most coming to mind is like when you look, your dad, your parents would watch those live DVDs of Fleetwood Mac and ABBA.
Heck yeah. Oh, ABBA. Yeah. ABBA was not a huge part of our household, believe it or not.
Dude, ABBA is...
I do like ABBA's music. I just don't... Please don't ask me to go watch Mamma Mia. I will turn you down.
Oh, yes.
Why?
I like Mamma Mia, though.
I like the first one. I haven't seen the second one, and I'm not going to.
I'm not into it.
Mm-mm. I enjoy fun music.
I think the music is fun. Sometimes I really hate when people cover other people's songs. It just hurts my heart.
Yeah.
They just because you're so-and-so doesn't mean you can sing real well.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to leave it at that. We're going to get real political up in this business.
Oh, no, it's fine. You know. But ABBA, Chicago.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
Hail, yeah.
Yeah, like Cream.
Cream.
You know, combination of like Eric Clapton and from the Yardbirds.
Yeah.
And Jimi Hendrix and Santana. Santana, of course, being another big, gigantic-ass supergroup of people who just want to jam out together with Santana on the guitar. Like, you know.
The best.
Mm-hmm. You know, and most of Santana albums are just supergroups. You know, he brings in singers to sing the songs while he just jams out on the guitar. Like, I like when artists collaborate together because you have two different mindsets, or like four or five.
Yeah,
who want to be creative and have their style input, and then something beautiful comes out of it. You know.
Yeah.
I think everyone remembers how Vice City came out, and that was such a good song from Black Hippie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Still waiting on some new stuff from them, if they'll ever come back.
We all are.
Yeah, we are all waiting for some new Black Hippie.
I like from Black Hippie, Say What's Up, the interchanging of lines very quickly is super cool. They have a whole verse where they say a few lines and they switch off like constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's really cool. Unfortunately for rappers, though, when they do collabs or supergroups, they rap exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because just like emulating that like feel, or I don't know, it just happens.
It's kind of why they collaborate in the first place.
Yeah.
It's because they have the same kind of feel. A similar
sound.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But supergroups, I've noticed that hip hop supergroups don't last very long.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because of that is because they all sound the same. Like Slaughterhouse only lasted a couple of years. I mean, 10 years is a lot of years, but but like in its current form, like 10 years is like four albums.
That's very true. Yeah, it's not a.
And then, and I would not want to be anybody else but Eminem. You're gonna try to keep up with that and have fun, MGK.
And that's the thing is, you just shout out MGK because.
What?
Like, did you just, like, spit on MGK's grave? He's already dead, bro. It's okay.
It's
like,
okay. man.
If you haven't listened to the back and forth between
Eminem
and MGK, you should.
Yeah.
It's really good. And we actually talked about me and my brother talked about on the Chit Show about the beef that's been going on and how...
Ooh.
This is a little side tangent, but I think we should get into it a little bit, is because we talked about it on the past podcast with Lewis. And how beef isn't the same anymore, mm-hmm. and how it's not very frequent. It's more just like these new age rappers talking crap about the old school, you know, established rappers.
Yeah.
And how it's just like, you suck. Like Ludacris and Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was just like, yeah, you suck. And then he was like, no, you suck. And that was it. Like, you never heard anything else about it. But we can see this resurgence of, like, rappers coming back and like trying putting these younger rappers in their place, if you will. Like Eminem, he's putting out those diss tracks, like, you know, Pusha T and Drake, like they did it too, like
that one was a short one, but yeah, they did put out the tracks.
Yeah. And so we're seeing a resurgence of that kind of hip-hop. We're seeing old rappers coming back out of the woodwork and being like, this is how it's done. And me and my brother talked extensively on the Chit Show, but it's nice to see this kind of old school hip hop kind of coming back and, you know, showing the basics, you know, they're showing why they're considered yeah. established artists.
I feel bad for the people who don't know really how to argue. Drake Bevan, I'm upset.
I'm upset.
Oh, yes. Okay. But why? I'm upset. I don't know. I understand. Like, but that still goes on to look at the kids today and like what they're listening to. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have good arguments either. They're going to be like, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh, way, oh. And the other person's going to be like, what?
what did you
the
do?
Older generation who's grown up with very articulate artists and musicians, we're gonna burn you.
This couldn't be an 8 Mile where like they'll be in like it'll be like that. Like, are you gonna bounce back? What are you doing? Like,
yeah,
you're embarrassing me. Like, you need to like shoot back at me because Eminem has been through a bunch of beef.
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
The list of people he's attacked and have attacked him are endless.
I would like to be attacked. Are you listening?
Huh?
Roast me.
Roast me.
Let's go.
That would be tight.
Huh?
Yeah.
I would feel really bad. He would pick out insecurities I didn't know I had, probably. Oh,
get offended immediately. I don't like this.
I'm sorry.
I mean,
wasn't prepared.
When it comes back to the supergroup format, D12.
Oh, yeah.
Eminem leaving and like kind of leaving that in the dust, that brought up most of the beef, like especially with Joe Budden. You know, he was like, the reason why these super groups don't work is because Eminem kept leaving and doing his own solo stuff. And that's another thing in hip hop is like, super groups don't really meld together in hip hop for very long because these rappers want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
You know, Eminem doesn't want to be in D12 or Slaughterhouse for the rest of his life. He wants to be Slim Shady. He wants to be Mushroom.
Yeah.
He wants to be all these people. He doesn't have time for that. You know, and I think a lot of rappers are like that. Like Kendrick is probably like, nah, bro, I'm doing my own thing right now. I'm not ready to record with Black Hippie or whatever, you know?
I don't know if it's that, or I wonder if it's because Eminem and Kendrick realize they're in the wrong room. So there's this concept of my brother was talking about. It's you are in the right, if you're the dumbest person in the room, you're in the right room because you're going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. So like Eminem being in a group is doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I think that's another concept that's interesting is I think older artists want to learn more.
Yeah.
And they want to continue becoming better. So you're probably right. Like these newer artists, they don't care. They just want to pull out these good, you know, hits for people. But Eminem doesn't want to collab with Lil Pump.
No.
Like, he doesn't want to collab with these people because he's not going to learn anything because he's better than them.
Yeah, exactly.
Could you imagine that? Could you just...
I would give up. I don't know what I'd do.
Could you imagine Eminem actually collabing with anybody?
I don't know.
Like, any new, you know, I'm going to put it in quotes, you know, type artist.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I don't think it would work out at all.
I don't know, man. I think, was it... Nas did a song with, it was like Nicki Minaj or something, and I was like,
what? I honestly like I consider I know this was an episode about supergroups.
What?
But we're
oh yeah, I'm sorry.
But
what?
I know, I like this.
But we're
tangent.
Getting
I
it.
Like this discussion.
We're getting into collabs,
yeah.
which
but
we're
it's still
we're getting into the detail. We're
two
getting
people,
into the details.
Yeah. Wait, technically on Wikipedia, two people were considered a supergroup.
Yeah.
Oh snap.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So T-Wayne.
Oh, shut up.
Dude, T-Pain?
Don't they have so much beef together now?
Why?
What? They hate each other?
I don't know, but who cares? T-Wayne, man. That's a super group then.
Twain.
Mark Twain.
What was I going to say?
Sorry.
I honestly respect Nicki Minaj because hers is all an act, you know, that whole Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a
character.
Roman, like, Roman stuff is like, insane.
Yeah.
And when she collabed with Lil Pump, I was just like, what is, or Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh yeah.
I was like, what is, I don't like this whatsoever. It's like because she was an established artist as much as people trying to hate her right now with Cardi B and all that beef. I enjoyed Nicki Minaj's like Roman Holiday and Pink Friday. Like,
I enjoyed Pink Friday very much.
Yes.
I thought it was very good.
Ruh.
Like Dungeon Dragon.
Oh my God. Another Eminem collab.
Yeah.
But,
that's right.
Yeah.
Holy Moses. Another super group.
Another super group. But going back a little bit to Eminem, like Kamikaze, of course, being one of its most recent coming out. What a great album. A lot of people didn't like Revival. I liked Revival. because it was a different take. He's trying to do what Childish Gambino has succeeded to do. You know, Eminem took his guard down. He was like, I'm just going to write something, you know, very nice and very like, you know, like, what is it called? Like, you know, this is my life. It's great. Mm-hmm. And everyone hated it.
Well, I mean, all Eminem fans know how to do is be angry.
No, but it's not just Eminem's fans.
It's true. You know, yeah.
I know the aggressive is like I said, when we were like, how is Kamikaze?
His brand.
Like, he's angry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what people know him as.
Yeah.
He came out the gate like yelling.
Yeah.
And then he stopped and people are like, what?
What is happening?
Everybody. Yeah. Everybody who liked that about him or who related to that. And then he started to be real.
I agree. Like I'm very like happy that he did Revival.
Yeah.
And like, I like his verse in Kamikaze. He's like, if you want a Whopper, you go to McDonald's. If you want to like, no, if you want a Big Mac, you go to McDonald's. You want a Whopper, you go to BK. If you want a prime rib, go to Revival. Like, because he's saying like, you guys just want the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
And over.
Yeah.
And, like, this is such a great achievement, but
everyone
on it. But yeah, we went into like a hip hop like collab kind of beef thing, but I like it, you know. And
the real take out of this is to listen to T Wayne and G Unit.
Don't forget about Young Money.
DNC is a super group. DNCE is a super group.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't believe you, and I had to look it up.
Talk to me, baby.
Just because they have Joe Jonas up in that group.
Yeah, super but group. It has like someone from Korea.
It does. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like DNC. I'm not hating, but
look around. There is a bunch of super groups, guys, and you know, if someone collabs, technically it's a mini group, mini super group, you know, and Black Hippie. You want to recommend a super group for people, old or new, old and new maybe, or
Odd Future Oldie. I'm sorry, that song is incredibly long though, but it has everybody's style on it, and it's super cool. And Frank Ocean raps; he doesn't sing, but it's
interesting.
The bars are nice, noise.
Yeah. Maybe a super group that you didn't know that you probably listened to a lot one summer was Jack U. And that's Skrillex and Diplo.
Oh, yeah.
And Justin Bieber is on the track, Where Are You Now?
Yep.
And so you've all heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you you heard it.
Old Santana. And look up all the all the members.
Oh, Santana. Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, this guy's from Cream. And this guy's from just, you know, oh, man, I can't.
Don't forget about our lovely Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I love him. Check out his Instagram. And I did that the other day. Was it?
I remember. Slaughterhouse. Check out Slaughterhouse.
Okay.
They're great.
Good stuff.
I like it.
Cool.
I like it a lot. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. Episode 9, actually. We're going to hit 10 pretty soon.
Oh, hey.
Episode 9 of the Untitled Mixtape. And hopefully comment if you have any questions. I know we have some formats that people have been sending me that they want us to talk about. So we're going to be rolling that out pretty soon. I know I haven't been reading comments. I'm so sorry. But we'll get on it. And make sure to check out all the other podcasts on the network, ranging from all types of stuff. We'll see you guys next time on episode 10 of the Untitled Mixtape.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.